This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. Figured out what was going on with the mic. Now I can touch the mic and nothing happens. It was starting to pop at me for some stupid reason. But hey, you know, that's all inside baseball. Joining us now, as he does, and when things go right anyway, is a writer who more people read his stuff than any other writer in the genre of the gun world. That being Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's good to be here.
How are things in lovely Arizona?
Oh, they're great. The weather is fantastic. It's easy to get about. Parking is easy to find. It's not particularly crowded in the stores. Of course, there are a few things that aren't open, but other than that, it's really quite nice.
I see a lot of, where I live, there's a lot of traffic, but I mean, as you're going around, like, there'll be whole strip malls, just nobody's open. It's become quite...
Yeah, that has to be hurting a lot of people.
Yeah.
It looks like the president is strongly looking at reopening the economy, so... Let's hope that happens sooner instead of later.
You know, now, I know you were a scientist. Let me ask you this. I talked about this earlier tonight. Isn't it better for us to build up immunities to whichever virus comes around than it is to hide from the virus and hope it doesn't catch us?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor.
Right.
I've read the various arguments. So the worry was that we would overwhelm the hospital system with very sick people, and similar to what happened in Italy. But it just doesn't seem to be happening. And it doesn't even seem to have happened in New York, where they talked about it. But when you look at the actual figures and what happened, if there was a crisis, it was very short-lived. And they didn't transfer a lot of patients to the hospital ship that was there. We may well be past the peak already. So eventually, we're going to have to build up what they call herd immunity,
right?
Because you can't stop the virus from getting out to people until you get enough people with immunities that it doesn't get passed along anymore. And so that's going to happen one way or another. It's just a question of how fast it happens. And what we're seeing around the world in places like Sweden, they seem to have reached the peak pretty quickly and are on the downside, and there's a good chance we're on the downside as well. So the idea was that you would lower the top of the curve, but it doesn't even look like that may have been necessary. There are just particular circumstances in Italy where they overwhelm the hospitals, and it's not at all clear that's happening anywhere else in the world.
The big thing with this, though, was that it was really contagious, and that caught all of the powers that be off guard, huh?
Yes, and we're told that, but then we've never had really good numbers as to how many people get really sick off of it. And we don't know how many people have been affected by it and had almost no symptoms. I recall a friend of mine talking about in December of last year, about how there was a real virulent flu that was going through the rest home in his area.
Right.
Well, Australia gets a lot of traffic from China. So was that an early manifestation of the coronavirus? I don't know. But it makes me wonder. And a lot of people have talked about that kind of thing. And until you get significant amount of tests on the antibodies to see what portion of the population has had it, you really don't know how vulnerable you are.
Well, and I've run into this problem. I contacted my doctor to see about getting tested, who then referred me to DHEC, which is the state health commission. And they, in turn, referred me to, and the various, like, if I want to go through DHEC, I have to have symptoms of coronavirus. Right?
Right.
If I want to go through the American Red Cross, I can have no symptoms of coronavirus. And getting together with the American Red Cross is going to be a, it's going to be a while. But I have this sneaking suspicion, like, I mean, you saw how busy it was at Radio Row, and I mean, there was a,
yeah.
At SHOT Show, there's always a big Asian contingent because,
exactly correct.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asians in the gun industry. So, you know, nothing against them or anything. They're just like the rest of us. But I myself rode on 4 airplanes that week, and I was at SHOT Show.
Well, and you had something. And I recall I was fortunate. This is one of the first SHOT Shows in several years I've been at that I wasn't sick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like people like James Yeager, for example. James Yeager, and I need to get him on the show to talk about this. James Yeager was walking around with an industrial strength bottle of Purell strapped to his tactical backpack. The head instructor from Tactical Response. And he told me, he said, "You'll learn, but I'm not going to be getting sick." Because, I mean, every time he would do something, I mean, we didn't even shake hands. We just bumped fists and everything. And I'm one of his students, so... He came by a couple of times and sat down with us, and he's very much aware of what the Petri dish that it is. And, but right now, because of the way they've been doing things, this is the way they did things in 1918.
I have read about it, but it didn't sound like they really shut things down all that much in 1918.
No, they didn't shut anything down, but they did do social distancing, quarantining, and masks.
Yeah, okay.
They did all
and we
that,
still lost probably a million people.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing about building up the immunity, I find to be very interesting because I'm pretty confident when I go out now. I have a mask. I don't wear it because I'm not afraid of getting it, and I'm not afraid of spreading it because I don't have it now. And if anybody was going to have it, it was going to be me. I've got so many lung issues, I may as well just start my own publishing house and put all the issues out with all the lung issues I have. But I went through it, and I came through it, and
Well, supposedly they're coming out with an inexpensive, quick test. I think it's from, Abbott Labs?
Yeah.
And it should be hitting the streets here in the next few days.
Did you see where Fauci was talking about getting certificates of immunity?
I did not hear him specifically. I heard people talking about
yeah.
it. It
yeah.
does kind of remind you of an internal passport, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, when I come up to somebody, whenever I come up to a cashier or something, because even, I mean, when you go to the grocery store, it's okay to be in a grocery store with just a bunch of people, but it's not okay to be at the mall with a bunch of people. That's the way it works out. But when I do run into them, you know, I'm like, hey, listen, I've already had it. You're not going to catch it from me. And you can see them visibly relaxed. But I mean, I tell you what, we can expand on this when we get back and everything. Let me talk a little bit about you before we go to break, if you would be so kind. Dean, if you look at Ammo Land, it says Dean is an outspoken defender of the right to keep and bear arms, an accomplished writer and reporter for Ammo Land Shooting Sports News and his blog, gunwatch.blogspot.com. He's been a peace officer, a military officer, and on the University of Wisconsin pistol team for 4 years and was first certified to teach firearm safety in 1973. He taught the Arizona Concealed and Carry course for 15 years until the goal of constitutional carry was attained. Well traveled is Mr. Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. Is Lock and Load. This portion of the, you know what, I don't have this portion of the show supported by anybody right now. So let's go straight back to writer and activist Dean Weingarten. Do you think...
We were talking about the coronavirus.
Yes.
And, you know, these happen. It appeared to be a bit more contagious and more dangerous to older people, but we seem to be really passing through it pretty rapidly.
Yeah. Do you think the big problem was that we was it all fear? Was it all fear?
A lot of it was. Part of it is that we have such good communications now that we have a minor crisis in another part of the world, and then it translates all over the globe very quickly. And not just communications in terms of electronic communications, but in terms of transportation and aircraft as well. So everything happens faster, and there's not quite as much time to consider and decide what the best courses of actions are. So I think we overreacted. I think that's how the history will be written.
Yeah, well, I do too. I think that this whole idea of trying to hide from it. Well, they're out there on one hand saying it's going to be just part of things now and it's never going to go away and you should never shake hands again and this might take 18 months to finish out. And on the other hand, everybody, I'm convinced that this was a vehicle, an opportunistic vehicle to try to hurt the economy, to try to hurt Trump.
Well, that seems to be part of what is going on. Certainly the people in the media give us that indication by how they're handling things and what they're saying. I think one of the things that I'm seeing in other countries, and it seems to make sense to me, is to get the kids back in the schools. Children are the least affected by this virus, and, you know, just have older people who have issues with their lungs and such just quarantine away from kids for a month or so, and, you know, we'll get that herd immunity built up in the younger population, and it could solve a lot of problems.
Right.
But I don't think we need to shut down every little business.
Oh, no.
And that's what there are people like you and I who don't have to go into a place with other people and accomplish what we do.
This has not been, for me, there's been no difference.
To react.
Yeah, yeah. For me, there's been no difference. I'm sure it's the same for you. This is the thing, though. This is the thing that's worrying me now. I think we're beginning to get close to this moment to where the supply versus demand is going to get unbalanced if this continues on for very much longer. And I think we need to start moving back in the other direction and just, you know, tell everybody, wear a mask, go back to work. Wash your hands, wear
right.
a mask, go back to work.
There are states that have almost no problems, and there's no reason why they can't do it. The governor of North Dakota, who's a very impressive woman. Do you remember her name right off? Well, let's see. Friend tip of my tongue, but she seems to be a governor that really has her head on straight about this. And she has resisted, you know, severe close down for the entire period. And frankly, in North Dakota, you have a lot of social distancing built in.
Sure. But this is the thing. This is the thing about this, though. I mean, the Democrats, the leftists, want us all to live in cities. And we saw that, you know, wherever you were, where there was a big concentration of people like SHOT Show or New York City, I know a lot of people that think they had coronavirus and call it coronavirus from SHOT Show. I've talked to quite a few of them. I talked to Alan Gottlieb earlier today or yesterday, and he was telling me about a bunch of people he thought it had caught it there. So the whole idea of a big concentrated where somebody's on your shoulders and somebody's holding you up and you're leaning on one and leaning on another, that is nothing but it sort of goes back to that World War One thing that I talked about earlier today, where the flu that they had during World War One got out of control because it was passed along in the trenches during World War One because they were packed in like sardines.
Right. And they, you know, and a lot of the people who got it then were not, at first time anyway, severely affected. And then it came back in a second wave.
Yeah.
And then another thing, I want to correct myself. I said North Dakota. I meant South Dakota, and it was Governor Kristi Noem. So, and she's been, I've found her job performance to be extremely positive and effective. I'm becoming a fan.
So I find it
she also signed a constitutional carry, I think, within a few hours of it being given to her. So
right.
There's a lot of positive things going on.
I find it really interesting that a lot of these states have been looking to the feds to do something. And now when it comes time to start the economy back up, they want to be in charge of their state. Have you noticed that?
Yes, particularly the Democrat ones more, California,
yeah.
New York. It's kind of strange. I mean, but I never expect consistency from the left. The only consistency you get is what gives me more power at the moment. And that might be exactly the opposite from what I said 2 months ago.
Right.
So, you know, California and New York have been political establishments in both of them have been pushing that states have almost no power outside the federal government for decades. Now, with Trump as president, suddenly state powers should be ascendant. As I said, you can't expect consistency. You know, when Barack Obama was president, everybody was supposed to bow down to him, and the states were not supposed to have any power separate at all.
Right.
But when the shoe's on the other foot, everything is reversed.
That part is consistent. That's always going to we go into the opposite game as soon as the power.
Oh, yeah. If you had a Democrat president, they'd be saying just the opposite. See how wonderfully he's handling the situation.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a very similar situation under Obama. He did very little. He dithered and
well, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that. We got the break coming up, so let's talk about that when we get back on the other side. Dean has written now well over 3,000 articles, and probably half of them can be found at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump striking an optimistic tone at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
But Dr. Deborah Birx on that White House task force also reminds everyone.
This is a highly contagious virus. Social gatherings, coming together, is there always a chance that an asymptomatic person can spread the virus unknowingly? No one is intending to spread the virus. We know if you are sick, you will stay home. But to all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten right now about various things having to do with the state.
Yeah, we've been talking about the various virus reactions, and I would say that President Obama didn't do much with the swine flu epidemic, and it probably wasn't called for any more than what has happened with this particular epidemic. But I would say that President Trump has been more on top of this as a problem, but maybe much of it is just the way the media has handled the two different cases. You know, whatever President Obama did, it was going to be wonderful, and whatever Donald Trump has done, it's going to be terrible in the minds of the mainstream media. And I think that's the major difference. I don't think either one was such a huge disaster. We have quite a few people die every year of a flu-like illness. And the number of extra people that we have dying this year doesn't look like it's going to be much of a dent in the total.
No.
Now, that may be cynical, but people die every year. Millions of people die every year.
2.5
An extra 20,000 die, you know, it's not all that easy to detect.
2.5 million people die prematurely every year.
Yeah.
7,000 a day. And that's the thing I don't understand. For some reason, it seems to me, and this part really bothers me. Like, if I heard that you were in a bad car accident and we lost you due to that, that's going to be a tragedy to me. It doesn't matter to me how it happens, the mechanics of it. If you die prematurely, that would be a tragedy to me. If my parents did, if my friends did, if my colleagues did, and I don't look at a coronavirus death, I look at that as a tragedy. But it's not a bigger tragedy than any of these other premature deaths, in my mind's eye.
Well, what we see, I see this sort of dynamic, is we have this nationwide system of media that is constantly looking for something to make an emergency out of so that they get ratings, and in concert with the politicians,
right,
if they can get people to be afraid, they can make policy. You know, it's never let a crisis go to waste. So yep. We make as many crises as we can. And in modern society, especially as we've drifted away from Christianity and more towards, paganism with the earth goddess or non-belief or, you know, agnosticism or atheism, people don't want to admit they're going to die. Everybody is going to die. Nobody gets out of this life alive.
Yeah.
And so there's this almost fantasy-like belief that we can prevent everyone from dying. And so we get these strange crises if you step back and look at the big picture, and you have the Brady Bunch or whatever talking, or Everytown, talking about a few hundred accidental gun deaths a year as though it's the end of the world. When it's such a small blip, and we've reduced the rate of fatal gun accidents by 94%. In the last 70 years, while more and more people are armed, by the way. So, yes, it's a good idea to prevent gun accidents. But it's really silly to be focusing national policy on it. We have much more important things to do. The economy and keeping people employed and producing enough food and services and energy so that everybody can maintain the extremely wealthy lifestyle we have in this country on average is far more important than worrying about a few thousand people that are very sick who might die a few months earlier than they otherwise would have, in my opinion. I don't mean to be crass. Every life has a potential tragedy at the end of it, but we are all going to die.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these things. I don't know if it's my military background or what it is, but I mean, I saw a lot of good soldiers die in training.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, but that didn't tell us that we had to take the training down a notch and not train as intensely, because, the military trains for a very, unique vocation. I mean,
yeah.
we're going to places, and I used to have a T-shirt that said, "Join the Army, travel to strange new lands, meet exotic, exciting new people, and kill them."
Well, we actually don't do as much of that the more we train. Because there's another saying goes, the more sweat now, the less blood later.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of truth in that. So we are prepared to sacrifice people in training because you're always going to have people die. It's impossible to have perfection. And even though we get more training deaths, I think in the last few years we've had more training deaths than we've had combat deaths, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. If you look at the overall number of deaths compared to the death rate of people of the same age groups outside the military, those outside the military have more deaths.
Yeah.
So if you're in the military, you learn good life skills, and the military spends a lot of time and effort trying to prevent all the casualties, because casualties reduce your combat effectiveness. So we spend a lot of time and effort reducing casualties that people outside the military don't necessarily have the advantage of.
Yeah.
So even though there's training deaths and there are combat deaths, the total of them are still less than comparable groups outside the military.
Yeah. But I think...
Yes. You have to take risks.
Yeah. And you take... it's riskier for your children to go to school than it is to be at school. as far as all of these things they say about school shootings.
Oh, yes.
It's riskier for them to take that ride to school. Maybe not so much so on one of these school buses, because the school buses are built like an AMRAP nowadays. But
They're very, very safe.
Yeah.
They have a great safety record.
But in a car, that's a different story.
It is. And but yes, and part of this is just it's not logical or reasonable. It's how our gut reacts. And the people who run the media know how to make our guts react. So, and that's how we get some really stupid laws, too. You know, it's this idea. If we can create a crisis, we can do what otherwise we couldn't do. And the founders recognized this, and they built in lots of checks and balances to make the system slow down so that we would use our reason instead of our emotion and our passion. And the current, at least one side of the political aisle, pushes hard for us to use our passion and emotion and not our reason.
Yeah, well... I liked what I heard in the news, but we're coming up on the next break, and we'll continue on when we get back. You know, Dean, if you like some of the stuff, the bear stuff is very fascinating for me. I'm always looking for Dean to write a new one, and I would find this at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is Lock and Load. And I have been talking to Dean Weingarten. We have been discussing the overreaction and the fear and the, you know, just all kinds of stuff that this coronavirus thing has been. And
well, I wrote an article talking about it, but in about what happened in Australia. And it really shows the value of having a written Bill of Rights and a written constitution. Australia has a written constitution, but they don't have a written Bill of Rights. And it just seems a tragedy to me that they didn't put it in when they wrote their constitution in 1900. They didn't put a Bill of Rights in there, but at the time, at 1900, Englishmen were considered to have a right to arms. It wasn't quite the same as the American Second Amendment. We made our right to keep and bear arms much stricter and much more restrictive on the government than the right to arms was in England. But they did have a right to arms, suitable to their condition, as it were, which generally meant that you had a right to arms that would be reasonably used to defend your home. You maybe could carry some around, too. But since it wasn't written down in a constitution, it was written down in Blackstone and other law books where they talked about it. But England has a tradition of rights that are based on precedent in common law. And what happened to their right to arms was in England, and then transferred that to Australia, was that they just stopped talking about it. They just stopped writing about it. And judges just stopped any idea that you had a right to arms. And because after World War I, the government in England, and this is well documented by Joyce Lee Malcolm and Constable Greenwood, who did some of the earliest research on gun laws in England, the elites just decided they didn't like people having guns because, you know, we had these nasty communists and anarchists running around, and they might do bad things to us. So they just decided we're going to keep people from having guns. And gradually, over a period of about 50, 60 years, they just kept tightening down and tightening down on what was required in order to get a permit to have a gun. But very, very, very few people had guns. And so in Australia, without a written Bill of Rights, that same judicial attitude transferred to Australia. And the people who want a disarmed population now say in Australia that having a gun is a privilege, and only after you hop through a lot of bureaucratic hoops and satisfy the authorities that you are have a reasonable reason to have a gun, and that, you know, it's going to be locked up and you're never going to have the ammunition and the gun together unless you're actually going to shoot at something right now. Otherwise, they have to be locked up separately. Well, that's not a right. It's a privilege. And in this current emergency with the coronavirus, they just decided they were going to shut down all the gun shops because too many people were applying through that intensely bureaucratic procedure to purchase a gun. And they out and out said it. The officials at the national government level said, we have this huge jump up. Twice as many people are trying to buy guns as usual. That's not a good thing. So we're just going to say no. We're going to shut down those gun shops. It wasn't for fear of the coronavirus. It was because too many people were talking about and applying to buy guns. So you can see the extraordinary difference between having a written Bill of Rights with a right to keep and bear arms in the United States and not having a written Bill of Rights, even though they have a written constitution in Australia. The government basically just decides what's best for you, and you have to like it.
Let me ask you a question.
Not complain too much.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. And I'm just trying to refresh my memory, and I'm hopeful that you remember if I don't remember. Didn't we see a couple things come out, like in Florida, where they said, you know, because in Florida, they have to do a lot of running away from hurricanes. And I thought I had seen where they had passed a law there where they were not going to try to restrict you carrying a gun as you tried to evacuate.
Yes.
And would that be considered? Would that not be considered an emergency when you're evacuating?
It specifically talks about emergencies and evacuation, and that you will not be disarmed.
Right.
But and what we've seen is that some states have tried to shut down gun shops, but they've gotten serious pushback.
Sure.
And you know, the Trump administration said put gun shops and ranges and people who sell ammo on the essential business list. And, for example, there was the sheriff in Los Angeles who tried to shut down gun shops twice and then backed away from it twice. The later time was because because the Trump administration had put gun shops on essential business list. So that's what you see. There are people who want to restrict you. But in the United States, we have a sufficiently vigorous gun culture and enough Second Amendment proponents that we fight back and we back them down. And
now,
that's what's happening.
Now, let me ask you this. Wasn't there a judge that Obama appointed who went when Emmanuel was the mayor of Chicago? And they were making these laws where you couldn't have gun shops in Chicago.
Right.
Wasn't there a suit and the judge made a decision where, you know, part of the Second Amendment has got to be being able to get the instruments of the Second Amendment, to be able to get the guns and everything. So didn't they?
Yes.
Hasn't there been like a legal precedent where there has to be guns, gun shops available?
It was in the Seventh Circuit, and yes, I think went back to the Seventh Circuit Federal Appeals Court, Seventh Circuit, twice, and they said, yes, you have to allow gun shops in the city because your own ordinance says that somebody has to get training before they can get a permit, and yet you're not allowing any place where they can get training.
Right.
So that is a non-starter, but there still are very few gun shops in Chicago. And even though they are supposed to change their ordinance to allow zoning so that gun shops can exist, I think they're still dragging their feet.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, well, that's the problem. We have to have ways, and what the ways we have is we have Second Amendment advocacy groups, and they get together enough money to advance lawsuits saying you have to allow us to have a gun shop. And then when they win, they get that money back and probably some extra because the judges don't like it when they're not obeyed. And then they have to start another lawsuit. And this process takes time, and we've been going on to more than a decade since McDonald, and, well, about a decade. And while there are some people with concealed carry permits in Chicago, and it's easier to legally own a firearm there, I would say that the Second Amendment exercise of your Second Amendment right is being dramatically chilled in the city of Chicago.
Yeah. Before I run out of time, you want to be with me on Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good. Well, I don't even know why I keep asking this, because everybody's on the same lockdown I'm on now.
Well,
I don't know why I do it, but I do it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening. Go check out Dean's work at ammoland.com. I will be talking to you again on Friday evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. And for the rest of you, I'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. If you would, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.